on your mobile apps on 97.8. And now on DAB. This is Gateway.
From the Sky News Centre at 2, thousands of trans rights protesters have gathered to challenge a Supreme Court ruling. On Wednesday, it decided a woman was defined by biological sex or gender at birth. Rallies are taking place this afternoon in London and Edinburgh. Kane Walker's marching in Parliament Square.
Even though government have claimed that this is bringing clarity to the law, none of them can answer where a trans person should go to the bathroom. And if trans people can't go to the bathroom, can't be in public without facing violence potentially, how are we supposed to get anywhere?
A teaching union's calling for a national emergency response from the government after claiming a rise in misogyny in schools is being fuelled by social media influences. One teacher says 10-year-old boys have refused to speak to her because she's a woman. Kyiv's Air Force says Russia launched nearly 100 drones and missiles across Ukraine overnight. It comes as Donald Trump says the US might take a pass on leading further peace talks if either side makes it very difficult. The government's relaxing opening hours for pubs and bars in England and Wales next month to celebrate the 80th anniversary of VE Day. Instead of closing at 11 p.m. on the 8th of May, they'll be able to shut at 1 a.m. instead. It comes as new data shows a quarter of pubs have shut since the year 2000. Philip Howell, Cambridge professor and author of the book Pub, explains why he thinks so many venues are closing.
They haven't had a lot of encouragement or a lot of help from the government in recent years. And I think that the appetite for pubs is there, but they're a more expensive proposition these days and they could do with a lot more support.
Sport in Cardiff have sacked manager Omar Reza with just three championship games of the season left. Yesterday's defeat at Sheffield United left them a point from safety. And Hearts and Aberdeen are going head-to-head for a place in the Scottish Cup final at Hampden. They're locked at 1-1 in the second half. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Davis.
It was just another day. A familiar drive through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend. And he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize. Driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
All the hits.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now on DAB across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway. To you by Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8. matters on Gateway 97.8. Visit basildenpride.co.uk.
How about that to start your Saturday at 2 p.m. It's Basildon Pride Matters with me, Alex, back in the pilot seat once again.
And me, Kurt. The way you said that, starting your Saturday at 2 p.m. implies you've had the biggest lie-in ever.
Yeah.
He probably has, yeah. Knowing Alex.
Actually, no, I haven't. I've been up since 6 this morning.
Oh, there you go. Well, you're joined by Jazz once again. I've been kidnapped.
No, you have not been kidnapped. You've been bribed from McDonald's.
Red Bull.
And I just got dragged in here.
And Dan's back.
No, correct me if I'm wrong, but Dan turned around and said that he wasn't going to be back for this week. But
we just couldn't keep him away.
We couldn't keep him away. We managed to persuade him to come back, and he is back.
I suppose I was waiting by the doors.
He's like a lost puppy just waiting by the door. Alex,
I am.
Let's
I was go. Getting a bit impatient.
As soon as I walked in, I didn't even get a chance to take my jacket off. And he just launched himself at me. I've had a split second to react. I'm like, okay, I'm being cuddled now.
I went to walk back into the studio today to lift the shutter up. And I could see, just looking through the shutter, I could see that there was... It's like all the filling and all the stuffing had been ripped out of the chair. A corner of the desk had been chewed. And there was little puppy dog eyes in the corner. I went, oh my God, Dan!
I was too excited!
We left him here for the whole week.
We should get you a chew toy.
Get him a little bone. At least it's not as bad as that one time when we left Jazz here without Red Bull.
Yeah.
I was just on the floor upset.
We got a phone
Everyone
call.
Everyone had to stand, like, walk over me. No,
I was at home and I got a phone call from Danny and he's gone, Alex, bring some Red Bull to the studio.
Why?
I'm half dead. We have dead a very, very Red upset Bull. Jazz.
I'm like, okay, I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Alex just sat at home.
I'm just sat at home and my phone's just sat there buzzing.
His Snapchat,
at my phone.
So it's just 10 Danny, notifications of me going
Danny,
Red Bull.
Danny, hello? Hello, Danny, is everything okay? Alex, don't say anything. I need you to come here. I need you to bring a 20-pack of Red Bull and I need no questions.
I'm not going
She's
to
gone
ask
feral.
I actually do go feral
hang on a
Red
second,
Bull.
Hang on. She's gone feral? I'll be there in 5.
The 10-minute walk to Gateway is actually
I think I'll just go back to bed and skip the day.
Alex shows up in a full beekeeper outfit, just holding the Red Bull at arm's length.
It's not safe!
So, what's on today's agenda?
Well, among other things, we are rapidly approaching Lesbian Visibility Week. It kicks off on the 21st of April. What's 21st or 22nd? We've got conflicting reports. You've got 22nd, I've got 21st. 22nd's a Tuesday, so my money's on 21st.
I'm saying the 21st. I'm saying the 21st as well.
I'm saying the 22nd.
Can someone...
Hang on.
Yeah, oh, God. So we have two separate screens with two separate dates. It's got to be 21st.
It says 22nd to the 28th of April on my screen right
which
now.
Which would be Tuesday to Monday. That makes no sense.
It doesn't make sense.
To be fair, I'm going with the 21st.
I'm going 21st to 27th because it makes more sense.
Well, unfortunately, we do not have a lesbian in the studio.
Well, either way, if you start celebrating it on the 23rd, you're fine either way.
So what else is on our agenda other than that?
So Lesbian Visibility Week 2025 kicks off from the 21st/22nd to the 27th/28th of April 2025. Also, something that we addressed a little bit on last week's show, but considering this took place yesterday, so much closer to today's date, we wanted to talk about it properly today. 18th of April was Transgender HIV Testing Day, so we'll talk about that in a little bit of detail. But on the lighter side of the spectrum, something
which
we
Alex
also
is on.
Stop it, you. On the lighter side of the spectrum, something that we also talked about on last week's show, because we wanted you to put it in your diary for today. And if you've already made plans for your Saturday now, scrap them, because this is better. Tonight, 7 p.m. Let's talk about this now. 7 p.m. tonight, Towngate Theatre, St. Martin Square, Basildon. It is the return of Bingo with Dame Dolly, more specifically the Easter Bingo with Dolly. That whoop, that one whoop.
Whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the bee.
What was that about Jazz on Red Bull?
There's four Red Bulls sitting
really?
In front
Come
of me
on.
Right now.
One whoop for Dame Dolly. We need more than that. Let's try this again. Easter Bingo with Dame Dolly.
Yeah!
I
think all
is
of our
like
mics
it.
Just peaked right then.
I'm pretty sure that... Yeah, we're getting angry looks from Danny. That's definitely be quiet now.
So, Easter Bingo with Dame Dolly. Tonight, 7 p.m. till 10 p.m, Towngate Theatre, St. Martin Square, Basildon. Get your backside down there already for a night of laughter and fun. Dame Dolly's bringing the signature sass and sparkle for this awesome evening of bingo madness. There'll be entertainment. There'll be, of course, bingo. And it's
bingo!
Bingo! And it is absolutely free to attend.
So don't miss it, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
that being said,
don't miss it.
Tickets are going fast, so the way they're doing it is you need to go to basdenpride.co.uk, click on events, and you'll see the Easter Bingo with Dame Dolly event there. There is a link for you to get your tickets. Tickets are a £2 deposit, which you will get back on the door. So it is absolutely free. You just need to pay that £2 deposit to essentially lock your space in and make sure you have a seat. It's all part of the Basden Pride Together program, where we do some awesome LGBTQ+ adult networking events throughout the year. And I have been waiting for this one. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute.
Genuinely, I think...
Yes.
We haven't done anything, I think, since early March. It feels like way too long, and I've, like I say, been waiting for this one. So I'll see you down there tonight if you come in. 7 o'clock, Towngate Theatre, St Martin Square, Basden.
You will also be seeing me there.
Oh, maybe
for those
come,
of
then.
You who are sick of Kurt.
Unfortunately, you won't be seeing me there as I have the night shift tonight.
That's a selling point.
And I'm going back home.
Toodles. Sayonara.
Ta-ra.
Ta-ta. Bye,
that's what we all say down where I live.
What, in Birmingham?
Birmingham. The rougher area.
I'm doing the geography at the moment.
You don't have the Birmingham accent.
Birmingham is
not from Birmingham. So,
for those of you that actually have some sense of geography, Birmingham is actually north of
it's
Essex.
Not down, yeah. Down where I live?
Down where?
I swear it's up.
It is up.
It is up.
Up where I live, you would say.
If you really want
to... I failed geography, don't bully me.
So did I, really don't worry. Hairs,
run.
If you really want to split hairs, it's north, northwest.
Wow, it's just West Midlands.
It is.
Yeah. Being pedantic.
It says it in the Jazz title, actually.
Jazz actually knows some geography. Holy.
So I fell asleep in my geography GCSE and I got 2.
And it all just went in subconsciously.
Okay.
I think I gave up. I looked at the one diagram of the river and my brain
collapsed.
Hands
down, my favourite day of the year is coming up, and that is happens to be tomorrow, Easter.
Oh, yes, Easter Sunday.
How to love a bit of chocolate.
You all be having your Easter eggs?
I certainly will be.
Oh, absolutely.
I have 12 Easter eggs sat in the fridge at home.
How big is your fridge?
I have a big Lindor or Lindt egg. The Lindor egg. You know what chocolate I'm talking about. I've got the big, cost my nan £30
really fancy
for the big
Swiss
one.
Chocolate. Yeah.
I only have a small one.
The Lindor Easter eggs. I said on last week's show that I'm a big Nestle fan. I love just the breakableness of their eggs, especially. But the Lindor Easter eggs are elite.
They're beautiful.
They are. I love
they Lindor. Are absolutely.
But I do get sickly after a couple, don't I?
Oh, never. Slight humble brag. I had the luxury of going round the Lindor chocolate factory in Cologne in Germany once, and there is it's like Willy Wonka level, world's biggest chocolate fountain in the middle of their foyer.
I need to go there. You've sold me on the chocolate fountain.
And there's people there just giving out little wafers that you can dip under the fountain.
Oh.
And you know, it's one of those things which is one little freebie just to welcome you there before you go on the tour. Me and my mates were doing the classic of, we took one wafer, we tried it, we loved it, we went back, we changed our jackets, we got another wafer. We wore each other's jackets.
Oh,
we wore the jackets inside out. Someone wore my glasses. By the way, the world's most rubbish disguises. I'm pretty sure they knew what we were doing, but we were desperate.
They were probably looking in the cameras thinking,
these guys look suspicious.
Have any of you ever been to Cadbury World?
Of course.
Where you can just stuff your pockets with as much chocolate as you can carry and you don't have to pay for it.
It's great.
Trust me, Jazz. He says, looking at his guts, you do pay for it.
Oh, believe me, I know.
You walk into a Cadbury World weighing about 8.5 stone. By the time you leave, you're putting 4.5 stone.
Just looking at
it, I weigh 8.5 stone now. If I walk into Cadbury Worlds again, I will come at 12 stone with 3 chins.
I'm already there.
Not yet. You've got 2. Waiting on the third one.
I need the third one.
Oh dear.
I think we need some tunes so we can start doing some exercise to shift that weight.
I'll tell you what, I think I've got just the song coming up for you, right?
I think I'll do the squats.
Yeah. You can probably pick me up. I'm 57 kilos. Pretty
lightweight. Stones.
That
8.5?
Give or take, yeah.
Close
We've
to
got
nine,
a song coming up for you just now.
Round the wrist, could not resist that call to comply. The mirrors, not me. Mirror tells lies, I'm wearing a disguise. Thoughts are swirling through my head. Can you see it in my eyes? I'm about to cry out. Have you even heard a word I said? The mirror tells lies, I'm wearing a disguise. Thoughts unravel the green line ahead. You knit rules into my brain, but stitches on a frame, so I can't find the path laid out by the thread. Mirror tells lies, mirror tells lies, the mirror tells lies, mirror tells lies.
Pride Matters on Gateway 97.8. Visit basildenpride.co.uk.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You're Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Will make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. On my mind, and mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
Nope, we're not. She's got the hiccups again.
Oh, God. Okay, so just as we were coming back, Jazz has got the hiccups again.
I
because
had
she...
a hiccup. A
Jazz
hiccup.
Has downed yet another Red Bull. Seriously, stop.
Will you stop having a go at me while we're live on air?
Will you stop having the hiccups before we go live on air? And
you
we will.
Love my hiccups.
So, coming out of that, we just had Pink Pony Club by Chaperone and Mirror Tells Lies by Quincade.
Oh, I'm still just laughing at Jazz, by the way. You don't learn.
You do not learn. I literally gave you a five count. We are going live in five.
I can't control hiccups, okay?
I think you can control it with the 27 cans of Red Bull that you pound before each show.
Exactly.
I pound before each day. I am a nurse.
Girls
got to
do what girls got to do.
Legitimately,
you
Daniel.
You drink more Red Bull than I drink. You drink more Red Bull in an hour than I drink coffee in a day.
You were fine with the starter sensors. You drink more Red Bull than I drink. Just full stop, anything.
You so. Catch me on my day off and I do drink more than I can drink many people under the table.
And that's just on Red Bull.
Oh, that's for damn sure. That's just some Red Bull. Don't even want to see you.
No, honestly, I'm going to the toilet every half an hour because I drink so much Red Bull.
I understand.
I'm surprised you've not had a heart attack.
Yet.
Honestly, I was about to say, at the risk of sounding like a very bad physician, I am surprised your heart does not sound like dubstep.
It does.
Just like...
I'm surprised my kidneys haven't failed yet with the amount of monsters and Red Bull I do drink on a daily basis. Because when I can't afford £2.80, for a Red Bull...
I'm pretty sure that if we were to take you down to the doctor's or to a hospital for a blood test, it'll come back saying 50% blood, 25% Red Bull, 25% monster. Like, seriously?
Red Bulls used to be so cheap back in the day.
I remember when the big can of Red Bulls were £1.30.
And now they're bloody, you know.
I remember when Freddo's were 5p.
Yeah.
£2.55 from Asda's for the big can.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to shut you. I'm just going to shut your mics off so me and Kurt continue talking.
Those were the days.
I'll just take Kurt's mic.
Back in my day.
Back in my day.
Let's get back on topic, shall we?
Right, let's stop looking at the past.
Visibility week.
Yeah, let's stop looking at the past. Let's look at the future. So, yes, lesbian Visibility Week. Now, jury's out on when it exactly starts. Depending on where you look, it's either the 21st or the 22nd. Surely 21st, because that's actually a Monday. But
yeah, it makes
we'll go
sense.
With the 21st. Either way,
we're going with the 21st because that's a. But why does my computer say 22nd is
starting? I don't know.
But the 22nd
know.
Is a Tuesday, so the only logical.
Google's thing. Not always right.
It's not just. It's not Google. It is.
Either way.
Unicorn.com.
It's the 19th today, so either way, it's this week.
At some point. Either Monday or Tuesday.
Yep. Well, let's just say it starts Monday. Everyone, just get your lesbian flags out. Monday, we're celebrating it from there.
And however, quite frankly, if we want to celebrate an extra day, we'll celebrate an extra
however,
day.
However,
exactly.
Lesbian Visibility Day, please correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's the 26th.
It is. Bang so, on time for next week's show, so no prizes for guessing what the theme is going to be next week.
I wonder, do you reckon we'll be able to get someone in for that?
I think we may just do. Pride Matters lead.
I'll have a little chit chat with social media.
Alex can flick through the little black book.
Just flick through the massive reel of contacts that I've got sitting there, reading through it. Okay, who have we got? Perfect. Let's get them in.
I think it's got to be. I mean, it's got to be.
I'm a bisexual with a big group of friends. Believe me, I know some lesbians that can come on this show and speak.
I know quite a few.
It needs to be a bumper show next week.
Ambassador in Birmingham.
It has to be.
So, it is Lesbian Visibility Week, though, this week. So, celebrating the power of sisterhood by uplifting incredible LGBTQ+ women and non-binary people from every generation, in every field, and in every country around the world.
So, make yourself visible, basically, with your massive flags and stand proud.
Long story short.
I already know that one of my cousins has spray-painted her car in lesbian flag colours.
I love that.
I initially thought it wasn't going to look that good until I saw the car that she'd done it to. Now, normally I'd sit there and have a go at someone for this. She'd done it to a 2013 Ford Mustang.
Oh,
and
nice.
It actually, hang on.
Expensive.
It actually looks really good because of how she's done it. She's done like the proper, like the deep orange for the side panels and the doors. Then she's left the racing stripe vinyls in the middle, so that's perfectly fine. Then she's gone for like the peachy pink sort of colour to separate. If that kind of makes sense.
Do you know what? I feel like that looks amazing.
I'll show you a photo.
I can already picture it. I feel like it's going to look amazing. In fact, I think everyone should do it to their cars for Lesbian Visibility Week. In fact, Jazz, isn't your fella getting a new car?
He is.
Jazz.
So he can do it too.
I'm not spray painting the lesbian flag on his car.
You're no fun.
I will just disappear. It's a brand new M school.
Boo.
He's letting me put Hello Kitty stickers on the back of his Merc before he sells it, so you never know. I might be able to spray paint the lesbian flag on the back of his Merc.
He's not boring. He's not selling that car if it's got the Hello Kitty stickers on it.
That's how you take about
he's got a Passat that doesn't run anymore. Maybe
that
I can just
how,
come
that
go
is,
to
that is how you take £15,000 of a value off of a Mercedes.
It is
you
a £4,000 car.
I mean, you say he's got a Passat that doesn't run anymore. I feel like the Passat is worth more if you put the Hello Kitty stickers on the Merc.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But yeah.
Pink Pony Club. Sorry.
Do you know what? I think that needs to be it. Like, you know, your fella, he needs to spray paint the lesbian visibility flag on his new car and then drive down blaring out Pink Pony Club.
You know,
and if he doesn't, he's just not a true ally.
You know what? I'm going to tell him to tune into the show. He doesn't ever tune in. So if he hears me talking
about
it,
everyone's going to think he's gay.
Jazz, what you should do is next Saturday. Now, you're not in next Saturday, are you?
I should be, but it depends on my rota for work.
If you're not in next Saturday and you're with your fella, make him tune in.
I don't even like tuning in. I don't like the sound of my own voice.
make him tune in just so he can listen to us.
Jazz has never once made use of the Gateway 97.8 Listen Again service.
No, I have not. That's a lie. The very first time I used it, heard my voice and shut it off.
Gateway97.8.com/listen-again.
Oh, dear.
Or Basildon Pride Podcast, wherever you get your podcast from.
Yep. Speaking of podcasts, I believe they are being uploaded again very, very shortly.
Yes, we took a little breather from the podcast when David left. They're coming back, though. In fact, by the time the show's actually going out, I'm trying to think. So obviously I'm not there looking at it right now because we're in the studio. But I think as we speak, I think Matt, one of the amazing people at Basildon Pride, is working furiously getting the podcast up.
Yes,
if there are not already some up there.
We've been getting pestered about the podcasts. So we've then decided, you know, we're gonna pester Matt. We're gonna annoy Matt until he puts the podcasts back up. They should be going back up shortly.
If they're not already up there, I'll have to check. But again, go to Spotify, go wherever you get your podcasts. Some might be there already.
I will pester Kurt.
Pester me? What did I do?
Because it's down to Kurt to make sure that they're up to scratch before the final go.
I have a whiteboard pen in my hand that I've just poked Dan with, so I can just poke
Penny,
Kurt with it.
Every, Dan.
I'm being every abused. I need help.
So I pester Kurt. Kurt makes sure it's okay. Then Kurt or me pester Matt.
Either way. Long and the short of it is the podcasts are either up as we speak or about to be up again, so keep an eye out.
For those of you that are wondering what is going on with the podcasts, I will put it into layman's terms. If we don't have a guest, the chances are there's not going to be a podcast.
However, if we have a guest on or if it's a really topical show, then that will always be podcasted, chopped up all the best bits and put out on your podcasting platform so you can listen to it in all of its glory.
Yes.
Someone needs to take the whiteboard pen away from me.
Done.
Kurt, pass me that pen.
Nope. It's over here. The adults
good.
Are here.
He's good. Taken my whiteboard as one. Well.
Good.
Good. I was becoming her whiteboard.
I ran out of room to doodle on the whiteboard, so I've just been poking Dan with the whiteboard
thank
pen.
Thank God. Dan's face just says it all. I can just about see him from... I can just about see him. His face just says it all.
He's covered in black spots now, just from the whiteboard pen.
Can you stop stabbing him with a pen?
I need help.
He should get his own pen.
Save me. Oh, God.
Sword fight.
Kurt, we are surrounded by children.
I'm older
That's
than
right.
you.
Doesn't matter. You act like you're younger than me.
I beg to differ with that one as well.
Well, I happen to know that the youths of today like their music, so...
Yes.
Speaking of, if you put that on.
Speaking of music, we have got another couple of songs lined up for you coming up just now.
Been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist, and clearly I
don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
On Gateway 97.8. Visit basildenpride.co.uk.
This is the story of a boy. Out of dorm if I had a choice. It's like he don't know I exist, but I would absolutely love it. If he was my bad dates on the east side. Breaks down in the meantime. Drinks whiskey to sleep right. But it don't do the trick, cause life is a bitch. Moved here from a small town. Fell in with the wrong crowd. I don't blame him cause most people suck and then leave you crushed. He doesn't know my name, but I could give much more. And it's such a shame, I'm sure you've heard it all before. This is the story of a guy who's holding back the tears in his eyes. He doesn't know what he deserves, but he still falls so hard it hurts. This is the story of a boy. Out of dorm if I had a choice. It's like it don't exist, but I would absolutely love it if he was mine. If he was mine. Burnt out on Hollywood. Didn't go like he thought it would. And I watched him on the internet trying to be
be happy. You wouldn't have to if you knew that he could have me. I know it all sounds typical. He's cold and I'm invisible. He'll never know. And maybe that's just how it goes. This is the story of a guy who's holding back the tears in his eyes. He doesn't know what he deserves, but he still falls so hard it hurts. This is the story of a boy. I'd adore if I had a choice. It's like it don't exist, but I would absolutely love it if he was mine. If he was mine. And he looks so good walking through that door. I wish I could be the ending that he's looking for. This is the story of a guy. Holding back the tears in his eyes. He doesn't know what he deserves, but he still falls so hard it hurts. This is the story of a boy. I'd adore if I had a choice. It's like it don't exist, but I would absolutely love it if he was mine.
How about that for two absolute tunes? Story of a Boy by Geordie and Something Just Like This by Chainsmokers and Coldplay.
By the way, anytime you hear Jazz just singing a line of a song and into the mics, please be aware that that's been our life for the last 3 minutes each time. You're just getting the end of it.
You're just getting the end of it. You're lucky you don't have to put up with it.
Listen, I can't sing anyway, so all they've got is like a dying cat screeching the lyrics to whatever song we're playing in the background.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
It sounds about, sometimes my voice goes so high, only dogs can hear
it. It sounds
me.
Like, you know, in the film Sister Act, when she drags her nails across the chalkboard. I think it's Sister Act 2. Nails across the blackboard. Sounds like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I love is if you said that as if that Sister Act 2 invented the nails on chalkboard metaphor.
I just had to have Dan confiscate my whiteboard pen.
Once again.
Thank God.
Well, good job as well, because we've got a lot of stuff still to talk about and very little time to do it.
Yes, that is true indeed.
So, yesterday. Hang on. Yes, yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
18th of April. It was transgender HIV testing day.
I'm Daniel, and I'm a trans man myself. I've been out since I'd like to say 18, 19 years old. And the HIV, I haven't got it myself. I just thought I'd make that clear.
Thank God for that. Thank God.
But it's HIV
and
AIDS
testing.
Why are you
so happy?
I would just like to make it well known to other people that, as scary as it is, one coming out as a transgender man or woman, it's okay to be scared. But obviously coming out, you know, with HIV and AIDS, getting tested can save your life literally and for the person you are with, as it could be sexually transmitted into anybody else if they haven't had treatment for it.
Yeah, and I've got some statistics from the States, admittedly. Statistics for the UK were harder to come by, but I do have some stats for the States, which, of course, is not a million miles removed from us, all things considered. So, in 2021, a CDC report in the United States found that transgender women accounted for 89% of new HIV diagnoses amongst transgender individuals and persons with additional gender identities. Transgender people of colour were particularly impacted by HIV, with black and Hispanic transgender women representing 78% of transgender women who were newly diagnosed.
78%?
Yep. And black and Hispanic Latino transgender men represented 57% of transgender men who were newly diagnosed with HIV. Part of the reason they said before around this is the additional discrimination that gets experienced by people who fall into those additional categories, and that perhaps potential more for, I don't know if it's embarrassment or not wanting to cause the fuss or whatever
it might
be.
I suppose it might be a bit of both. So I could put myself in a perspective here. You know, being a trans man myself, it's terrifying, because unless people know, you know, then having to out yourself for not only one thing, and that's being a transgender man, but like coming out and saying I'm a transgender man with HIV or AIDS or both, I suppose. And I mean, personally, I would be a bit terrified coming out myself. But if you've got the right support group and family and friends, or just people you can talk to, then at least then you can get the right advice and go to the right place to go.
And again, when it comes to HIV as well, the despite any connotations you might have around it, especially, you know, if your main understanding of HIV and AIDS comes from the initial very much gay panic that happened around the 1980s, if your understanding of it largely comes from that, it's no longer the death sentence it was. It is very well managed with HIV medication and antivirals. And yeah, many people who have HIV nowadays, non-symptom showing, non-transmitting, living very normal lives with no impact on them or the people around them.
Hang on a second, Kurt. What does normal mean?
Well,
I suppose there's no way of explaining that.
Well, just remember to always practice safe sex, as that can lower the risk of catching not only HIV, but also any other type of STI you can come by.
And there's obviously the internet. So if you don't know what safe sex is, or you haven't quite learnt that yet or got there yet, as you're too young to know, then just please go and search on the internet, as it's all over the internet now.
Or even ask your doctors.
Or your doctors, yes, that's a valid point.
It is recommended that you get tested every 3 months once you are sexually active for any type of STI, which includes chlamydia, genital herpes, hepatitis, HIV and AIDS. And if you want a free, discreet testing kit, then SH24 is going to be your go-to, as that's our UK one. And it takes a week for the kit to be sent out. It's a little prick and a couple of swabs, and then you send it back, and then you get the results within 2 weeks. And then hopefully, if you haven't got anything, you get the text, and if you have got something, they send out free medication to help clear it up.
Or you could get a call as well. It could be a call within 3 days. If you have caught something, they will call you very discreetly, and they will talk to you about all the information and stuff that you need to do in further of the future.
And if you don't have access to to the internet or anything else, you can always go into your clinic. They are non-judgmental, and they are
They're not allowed to be judgmental or discriminatory. Yeah.
Plus, once healthcare workers have seen one pair of genitals, they've seen them all, so you don't have to worry.
That is so accurate.
That is so valid.
Accurate.
As a nurse, once I've seen so many people undressed that I've seen one body, I've seen them all now. I do. No matter how weird you think your body looks, trust me, it's not.
Please don't be embarrassed. We're all here to support you.
I remember the left boob is always bigger.
Do you know what? End the show there. That needs to be the final line of the show. We cannot improve.
That can't top anything.
I'm actually crying with laughter.
It's true, though. You ask any woman, and their boob is always bigger. It's like, well, men, your testicles are always bigger than the other.
I can validate that.
I don't know how else to follow on from that, but I've got one more song lined up for you.
Let's hear it.
Give us all a chance to get our breathing back under control.
Definitely. We need that.
Yeah.
on your mobile apps on 97.8 and now on DAB. This is Gateway.
From the Sky News.